on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure, from wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him.
يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 بيا.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 9th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. The Companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the Light of Quranic Verses. For that, we listen to chapter Al-Hajj, verse 41.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور.
And they are those who, if we give them authority in the land, establish prayer and give zakah, and enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. And to Allah belongs the outcome of all matters.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In an exegesis to the verse, Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, says that in reality this verse has been revealed with reference to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Allah will place the East and the West at their disposal, and through them He, Allah, will establish His religion on this earth. There will remain no sign of injustice and oppression on this earth. This part is about knowing al-Mahdi on the epistemological level, the utopia of those who wait possesses many constituents, one of which is knowledge. With a knowledge, one can acquire supremacy, and without it, one will have no excellence. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says, the worth and the excellence of every person is in proportion to his knowledge. However, the area of knowledge proposed here is, of course, one of the religious interests rather than a non-religious one. Islam has the privilege of presenting such a doctrine in the framework of the theory of Imam al-Mahdi in its most perfect and comprehensive form of the human society. By knowing al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, however, we do not mean to be familiar with his name or his relatives. Rather, we mean knowing his due position and function within the whole universe, and consequently, the blessings of his pivotal status for all beings, whether heavenly or earthly.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about some characteristics of the companions of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. In the beginning, it must be indicated that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam has long been, for several centuries, he's long been in his state of major occultation. And according to authentic Islamic hadiths and indications that we have received right from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam down to Imam al-Mahdi's father, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, all of them promised people, and mainly Shias, that the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will have two phases of occultation. One was the minor occultation that lasted around 70 years, and the other one, which is the minor occultation, which is the major occultation, and it has since been developing and on and on, and it has been continuing, and only God, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be permitted to come out, I mean to reappear to people. However, we know that Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, when he reappears to people, I mean, when people can recognize him by appearance, okay, at that time, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will initiate his movement, and the end point of his movement is will be his global rule. Certainly, for his global rule, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam needs some associates, some companions.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain.
Every human is mortal, then how can Imam al-Mahdi live so long? That's a good question. Yes, everyone but Allah is mortal, and in fact, Imam al-Mahdi will pass away too. But the difference is the length of life in this world. The Quran and the traditions inform us that some people have long life in this world. Thus, the possibility of the occurrence of such phenomena is confirmed by the religion of Islam. According to the Holy Quran, chapter 29, verse 14, Prophet Noah has just been prophet for 950 years. His age should have been even more. Do you agree that Prophet Jesus is still alive? Do you agree that Al-Khidr, another prophet, is still alive? Quran mentions the story of his meeting with Prophet Moses. He existed before the time of the Prophet Moses, and as such, Hazrat Khizr is also more than 3,000 years old. He lives right here on the earth, but we cannot recognize him, fairly similar to the case of Imam al-Mahdi. He serves Allah, the Almighty, as one of his agents.
Ya Ibn al-Hassan, Ya Ibn al-Hassan. Ya Ibn al-Hassan, Ya Ibn al-Hassan. Ya Ibn al-Hassan, Ya Ibn al-Hassan. Ya Ibn al-Hassan, Ya Ibn al-Hassan.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And we'll listen to this part, which is about the number of companions of Imam al-Mahdi. Aban ibn Thaghlib, one of the companions of Imam Sadiq, narrates that during my visit to Mecca, I presented myself in the company of Imam Sadiq. He said, O Aban, very soon Allah will fill this masjid, this mosque, with 313 persons. In another tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Imam Qa'im, the last savior of Allah, will not leave the city of Mecca till such time that he completes the size of his group. Abu Basir asked the Holy Imam about the number of Imam Mahdi's group and soldiers, to which Imam replied, 10,000. Apparently, these traditions may appear in conflict with each other, but there is no contradiction. Imam Mahdi will have 313 special companions besides these. He will also enjoy the help and support of other people who will be his companions.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The Imam will naturally conquer and fill the world with justice. And if you want to naturally fill the world with justice, you're going to need men. You're going to need supporters. How many? The ahadith indicate, we said, that the Imam needs 313. There is a quorum. If that quorum is met, the Imam will rise. If the Imam finds 313 supporters, he will rise. This is the philosophy of all the Imams, that if they had 313, they would rise. And we said in one hadith, Imam al-Sadiq, he told the companion that if I had 313, I would rise. In another hadith, he told Sudayr that if only I had 17, He tells him, I don't even have 17 companions, true Shia, true companions that I can rely on. And likewise, Imam al-Mahdi cannot find 313. Throughout 1,000 years, Imam Mahdi, is it possible that he can't find 313? And the question is here, why? So much Shia today. So why do we say al-Mahdi can't find 313? There's millions of Shia today. The Imams of Ahlul Bayt, some of them, they had thousands of Shia. So why did the Imam say we don't have 313? Why is it that Imam al-Mahdi cannot find 313 and thus reappear and rise and fill the world with justice? The answer is simple. The Imam isn't looking for just anyone that claims to be Shia. Many people claim to be Shia, but they're useless. Imam al-Mahdi is looking for those true Shias, because Imam al-Mahdi has a grand plan. He has a grand job, a grand task. He needs grand people. He needs outstanding men. He needs the special Shia that have specific qualities. And this is where this important question comes. Many of us ask, how can we help in hastening the reappearance of the Imam? Help the Imam come back. How can we help? How can we prepare for the Imam? How can we be amongst the 313? How many of us have thought about that? Those lucky 313, will I be one of them? How can I be amongst the 313 companions of our 12th Imam? The best way to become amongst the companions of the Imam is to first learn about their qualities, and number two, try your best to what? To achieve those qualities. Because our ahadith, the Imams have told us in the ahadith, what are the qualities of the 313? You want to be amongst the 313? Then you have to try your best to achieve those qualities.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for being with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we will join you tomorrow. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma.
Thought. Hello everyone, and let us listen to an aphorism from the Messenger of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on how to protect the health of society. All my people will be virtuous if two classes of them become virtuous, and will be reprobate if these two classes become reprobate. They are the jurists and the leaders. Thank you.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/EN.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful narration and hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which the Imam mentions a lot of general etiquettes of hygiene, you know, according to Islam. The general theme of this tradition is that the Imam mentions certain etiquettes which would lead to good health, and the Imam says that if one follows these etiquettes, one would be relieved of the need of medicine ever. Right? So some general good you know, etiquettes of hygiene and things that can help us remain healthy throughout our lives and free us of illness and the need for medicine. This tradition has been narrated from Imam Ali, and in it, the Imam mentions these things to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following to his son, Al-Hassan alayhi salam. O son, shall I teach you four things that will make you needless of medicine? Imam Hassan alayhi salam said, yes, O commander of the faithful. Then Imam Ali replied, do not eat food unless you are hungry. This is the first of those general rules and etiquettes of hygiene. Do not eat unless you're hungry. If you're not hungry, you're full, don't eat. Right? If you don't feel hungry, don't eat. The second, and get up from eating while you still desire to eat more. Let's say you're hungry. You're hungry, and according to the tradition, Imam Ali says, if you're hungry, go ahead and eat. But if you're not, then don't eat. Okay, so you're hungry, you start eating. Before you become full, stop eating. Right? Don't keep eating until you become full. Stop a little bit before that. The third, chew your food well. Right? When you're eating, chew your food well before you swallow. Right? Of course, all of these etiquettes are things which we know now are true and are beneficial based on, modern medicine and nutrition. Finally, the Imam says, and before you sleep, go and relieve yourself, right? Use the bathroom, eliminate all your bodily waste before you go to sleep. This is another good etiquette of hygiene. In the end, the Imam says, if you do these, you will be needless of medicine. Istaghnaita anittib. It's very interesting. A way to end the tradition. The Imam says, if you perform these, and you continue in your performance of these things, you will never need medicine ever again. Right? So these are some good etiquettes that we can all follow, and in this way increase our health, inshallah. And coincidentally, this is also one of the etiquettes of sleeping, right? In general terms. There's a lot of etiquette. Islam has etiquettes and rules for a lot of things, for every aspect of life. This is one of those things that are a good etiquette of sleeping, some other of which have been mentioned in other traditions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at good etiquettes of hygiene, which lead to overall good health. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila. نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Okay, welcome back, dear respected brothers and sisters, and also students here. Let's go on, inshallah, and continue our session. We were talking about how to stop or make a pause at a word, right?
Yes.
Or at the end of an ayah, when an ayah ends, how to make a pause. Or when we make a pause, what should we do with the end of the ayah? Should we pronounce or read the letter or the word, okay, with the same harakah that it has? Or no, we have to do something else with it?
Something else.
Yes? So something else we have to do with it. So, we were practicing Suratul
Naba.
And the first rule here was when a word that you want to make a pause at that, or the ayah ends with that word, make sure you look at the last letter of that word. If it ends with a tanween fatha, okay, or an, you have to change it to alif maddi. Hisaban yasira. Right? وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. This way. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. For example. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. This way. Alright? So those were the examples. Okay. Now, if the word... So remember that we're talking about the last word that you make a pause. If the word ends, okay, with a... Have you heard there is one ta called ta marbuta?
No.
I have, but I don't know what
this
is.
This or it can be like this.
Yeah,
this.
Like this, like this.
Like this.
It can either be a circle with two dots on top of it.
Yes. Have you heard?
Or the circle with a stick.
All of us know, yeah. It's like,
no one understands.
Okay,
you
know, huh?
I
do you see that small huh?
Yeah.
The soft huh?
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a two dots on the huh, okay?
That's
the heart gets two eyes.
Yes.
That's called ta marbuta. Marbuta. Ta also marbutatun, okay?
Yeah, and it choose the last.
Do you know,
like,
if it comes at last, it will be to change to ha.
Ah, we are talking about it. Now we are going to make a pause at a word that ends with ta marbuta.
Yes.
Okay? So if it has a harakat, you say ta te tu.
Sometimes the ta that's like this,
yeah,
that doesn't get readed.
It becomes he.
Yeah, it becomes he. Yeah. Sometimes.
Now we are
not
talking about that.
Not sometimes, every time. That
Mashallah,
it's
you
last.
Know that. So
yeah,
every
single time it's at the last, it's like not read.
Yeah, sometimes the last, sometimes at the end of an ayah, or sometimes
no
at the middle of an
ayah.
Yeah, we don't have it. So
no.
Ta marbuta is the sign of feminine or female. Okay? Mm-hmm. For example, we have what? Mu'allim. For man, we say in Arabic, for teacher. And mu'allimatun for?
Mu'allimatun.
For female.
Jayyidatan.
Right?
That means the teacher is not good.
The female teacher is not good, yes? So,
now
okay, so ta marbuta is the sign of female. Mu'allimun for man. Mu'allimatun for
Khali
lady. Mu'allim. Or for example, we say telmizun for male. Telmiz. Telmizun.
It's not
telmiz. Telmiz means
telmiz.
Telmiz TV means boy TV?
No, that's television. Telmizun
means a student?
Telescope.
Student.
That will
a boy student like you.
No,
telmizatun means a girl student.
Anna
or for example. Or for example.
He just called himself a girl student.
Or we have, for example, many other examples. We don't want to talk.
Taliba.
So,
talibatun.
Talibun talibatun. Okay? Fadilun fadilatun.
Muallim, muallima, mudarris, mudarrisa.
Mudarris, mudarrisa. Madrasa. Madrasa. Okay, madrasatun.
Talib, talibah.
Hadiya.
Hadiya. Mahdi, mahdiyatun. Habib, habibatun. Minhal, minhalatun. Right? These are examples.
Yahya. And Canada, when someone has the name Yahya and he's in my school, they would call him Yahya.
Yahya.
I don't know why.
Yahya.
So they don't pronounce the ha exactly.
They don't have ha or ain.
For example, yeah, for example, for the word Muhammad, they say
Muhammad.
So let's get back to the topic. If a word ends with that ta marbuta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you know. So if you want to make a pause at that word, you change that letter, the ta marbuta, to ha. Okay? If it has either, for example, fatha, kasra, dhamma, whatever, okay, you change it to sukun. Okay? Ta marbuta, you change it into sakinaha. No matter which harakat it has.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
For example, معلمة
معلمة
or a word in the Quran, it is حافرة سورة النازعات. Go to سورة النازعات, the next surah. The next surah, والنازعات. Okay, go to ayah 6.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes,
we are. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Let's read it from the first because that tanween as well, the previous rule as well, is for practice. والنازعات غرقا.
والنازعات غرقا
والناشطات نشطا
والناشطات نشطا
والسابحات سبحا
والسابحات سبحا.
Don't say سبحا. سبحا.
سبحا.
This is called
قلقلة.
قلقلة. Bouncing sound.
قطب جد.
قطب جد.
قطب جد.
فالسابقات سبقا
والسابقات سبقا
فالمدبرات أمرا
فالمدبرات أمرا.
So تنوين فتحة was changed to ألف مدين. Yes. غرقا نشطا سبحا سبقا أمرا. Now تا مربوطة. The ayah ends with تا مربوطة. What should we do, Hadi?
Can I say? Till ayah 14.
We should change it to ha. But ha with harakat or sukun? Ha with?
Harakat.
Sukun.
Till ayah 14 every.
So the way, if we want to stop, okay, our intention is to make it sakin then.
Yeah?
So, but sometimes we don't make it sakin. Sometimes we change it to alif maddi like this. So, ta marbuta. If it ends with ta marbuta, you have to change it to ha, which is sakin, no matter what harakat it had.
Yes.
Tun tan tin ta te tu, whatever. So now, how do you read? Yawma tarujufu ra.
Yawma tarujufu.
Say the next part. Yawma tarujufu ra.
Jifa.
Jifa. If you connect it with the next one, you say يَوْمَ تَرُجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةُ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةُ. This way, right? But now you change it to تَمَرْبُتَ. You change it to ha. How do you read it? يَوْمَ تَرُجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةُ
يَوْمَ تَرُجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةُ.
Okay, تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةُ
تَتْبَعُهَا
الرَّادِفَةُ. Why do you say تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةُ هَر؟ Why do you say
هَر؟ Because
because دَادَ أَلِف
because أَلِف لَام. This is أَلِف لَام and then it has one thing that it's red. It has I want to say it has red that has a
No.
Tashid, then means this is a
sir alif al qad shamsi.
Proof of shamsi.
You're correct. You're going to say something but not the correct answer.
Because this is proof of shamsi.
Oh, we just practiced at the beginning of this session.
Proof of shamsi, we don't
read alif maddi then hamzatul wasl. Yes?
Yes, you see there's a
hamza. Idha as-sama. Idha as-sama. The same. Tatba'uha ar-radifa. How do you say, Hadi?
Tatba'uha
ar-radifa. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
Akbar. What are you going to do with this world? With these big minds that you have?
Yes.
He's going to focus it on all video games.
Okay. يوم ترجف الراجفة.
يوم ترجف الراجفة.
Okay. تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
Two roles we have here, yes? One, ألف مدي, then همزة الواصل. Connect them, merge them. Then we have تا مربوطة, because you make a pause, you change it to ها, ساكنة ها. تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها.
No, I read it with mistake. Okay, you fix the mistake.
Yes.
Pay attention.
It's just that and not جا.
Yeah. تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
تتبعها
الرادفة.
تتبعها الرادفة.
Where was my mistake?
تتبعها
الرادفة. Ha الرادفة, I say, yeah? Okay, may I have a second, pay attention to the next one. Read it. Minhan Hussain, read it.
Okay.
Okay. It's written Qulubun. First he looks at his heart, okay? Then he wants to read it.
Qulubun.
Why do you say wajifa?
Wajifa.
Mandi, I told you, you'll forget this.
Qulubun.
قلوبٌ يومئذٍ واجفة.
Naomi.
Why did you change to ta to ha?
No, I didn't.
Sir, we just talked about this.
You're eating.
Okay, call your name Alif Maddi, okay? You should name yourself Alif Maddi.
Ya Hamzatul Qatl, you killed Alif Maddi.
Oh, that was not Hamzatul Qatl, yes? He himself is Hamzatul Qatl.
That was Hamzatul Qatl.
He's killing his Qatl. Hamzat.
Thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools that they are holding this kind of Quranic sessions.
No one else did it, so that means I'm special.
Yeah, thanks. Special thanks to goes to Mahdi Al Husseina, Muhammad Yahya Al Jafari,
and thanks to Nat Hadi and thanks
all our friends helping us holding this conversation. Thanks so much. See you inshallah in the next sessions. Recite a salawat and let's finish. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Sadaqallahu al-Azim.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad ilahi تول من أمري ما أنت أهله وعد علي بفضلك على مذنب قد غمره جهله
Brothers and sisters, this is what the next excerpt of this Whispered prayer says, إلهي تولى من أمري ما أنت أهله وعد علي بفضلك على مذنب قد غمره جهله. My Lord, Please manage my affairs in the very way that befits you. وَعُدْ عَلَيَّ بِفَضْلِكَ And confer upon me, a sinful person who is covered by his ignorance, with your favors. The beginning part of this excerpt says, تَوَلَّ مِنْ أَمْرِي مَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُ Please manage my affairs in the very way that befits you. This means the human being's knowledge is not enough. That is why they can never have a complete understanding of something. Specifically, their own salvation. What is good to be done in the right path and what is to be avoided. He is only ordered to do as he can. He has been ordered to put effort in the way of salvation. That is why he is called a servant. A servant has to understand and listen to his Lord and nothing else. And because he is called a servant and he has a Lord, which in this case is the absolute cause and his creator, he is unable to understand what is good to be done in the way of salvation. So he must rely on his Lord. He must let his Lord manage his affairs. My Lord, manage my affairs in the way that befits you. إلهي تولى من أمري ما أنت أهله. And this is exactly what Imam Hussein alayhi salam says in Arafah supplication. إلهي أغنني بتدبيرك عن تدبيري وباختيارك عن اختياري. Oh my God, O Lord, replace your tadbir instead of mine and replace your ikhtiyar and your choice of actions instead of mine. So the true meaning of salvation for a real servant is to rely completely on the Almighty Allah. To let the Almighty Allah manage his affairs in the way that befits him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إلهي تولى من أمري ما أنت أهله. And this is exactly what we ask, what we must ask from the Almighty Allah each and every day.
Alhamdulillah. We have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams, and then in particular he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness, and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward. with the coming of Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, talking about this part of the Munajat Sha'baniya, Ilahi, tawalla min amri ma anta ahlu, my Lord, manage my affairs in the way that befits you. We mentioned the complete reliance on the Almighty Allah. It is important to note, however, that this kind of reliance on the Almighty Allah, this kind of request from the Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to have and manage our affairs in the way that befits Him, is because of what in the previous part was mentioned. Is because of entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah, which was a part of recognition. In the very beginning of this whispered prayer, last year we talked about true recognition of the Almighty Allah as one of the etiquettes, one of the prerequisites of acceptance of our prayers and our supplications. And by true recognition of the Almighty Allah, the servant knows that it is only Him that we can rely on. And He Himself has told us that He has opened certain doors for us to enter. And prayer, which is turning toward the Almighty Allah, which is iqbal towards Allah, must take place through the ways which Allah has ordered. Anyway, the true meaning of servitude is recognition of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to rely completely on Him. Because He is the absolute cause, He is the creator of the human beings, their salvation is in His hands alone and no one else. Because He is the only one who can forgive the sins of the servants. The Holy Quran says, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes it happens that you do not like something, yet it is good for you. And it happens that you are interested in something, and yet it is not good for your salvation. The next part says, وَعُدْ عَلَيَّ بِفَضْلِكَ عَلَىٰ مُذْنِبٍ قَدْ غَمَرُهُ جَهْلُ. And confer upon me with your favors. I am a sinful person who is covered by his ignorance. We said, the Almighty Allah has got a vast ocean of mercy, which covers and encircles all the human beings, only if they themselves want. This ignorance does not necessarily mean to be unaware of what is haram and what is a sinful act. Maybe the circle of ignorance is much wider than that. Even the people who do something and they are not aware of the consequences of that action can be called ignorant. And even they deserve to have the mercy of the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Shuma dar in qarn mo'jiza kardid. ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است.
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر. الله اکبر خمینی رهبر.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the exalted, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salam, hello and welcome to our audience, and particularly a warm welcome to our listeners to our program, The Man Who Changed the World. This is a program dedicated to the beloved memory of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, and it's about his life and times. Once again, I'm joined by my good friend, Dr. Mahdi Torabi, on this program. I'd like to say salam to him and welcome him to the program.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Mahdi Torabi. In our last session, we discussed the crisis of leadership in the West, and we basically focused on the issue of the lack of moral and ethical leadership in the West. We were exploring reasons for that. What we wanted to focus now is, where is this all heading? Because, you know, the leadership in the West is not leadership at all. It's just short-termism. It's just about profitability and, you know, whatever the elites see in their interest in the next 2 minutes.
Right.
But as far as the imam is concerned, and, you know, once we say the word imam, I think that changes the dynamic immediately, because the imam was not speaking, may God bless his soul, just for that particular moment or that particular era. You know, even if we consider that 10 years in which he was the leader of the revolution, the supreme leader of the revolution. And you talked about the fact that there's an enormous difference between an imam who is a supreme jurist, who has the merits and the prerequisites of being the embodiment of the values of Islam, so that we all follow the model,
right,
and the paradigm. But at the end of the day, we're talking about something that was beyond time, wasn't it? I mean, the imam was making speeches and quoting things that just left us flabbergasted. I mean, my jaw used to hit the floor each time. Yeah. What is Imam Khomeini going to say now? You know, it was not even, you know, something for Iran. It used to echo into, you know, the universe.
Exactly.
Can I put it that way?
Exactly.
Please take it from there, Dr. Mahdi Torabi. I'll leave the floor to you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think that's exactly, you know, the way you've described it. It's beyond even what we were talking about in the previous program. Yeah. It's leadership, it's moral leadership that is universal, that speaks to the whole world, and it's also moral leadership that extends through time.
Yes.
Which again, all of this is a reflection, is an echo of the real leadership, which